This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver has a new building code for apartments and commercial properties. CPR's Sam Brash reports it aims to phase out gas-powered heating and cooling systems.
Denver says commercial buildings alone account for about half of its climate warming emissions. Natural gas is a big reason why. The new building code aims to help by requiring a gradual shift to electric appliances powered by an increasingly renewable energy grid. Starting this month, a building owner must ask permission to install a new gas-powered system, and starting next year, gas equipment is no longer allowed in new commercial and multifamily buildings. The restrictions don't apply to gas stoves or single-family homes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Department of the Interior is suing a Fort Collins-based water company over a ruptured water channel that damaged parts of Rocky Mountain National Park. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Federal officials say Water Supply and Storage Company is responsible for the 2017 rupture at Grand River Ditch that led to extensive erosion within Rocky Mountain National Park. It damaged more than 2 acres of forests, streams, and wetlands. The culvert was constructed in the 1890s to move water to the Front Range. The complaint asks for Grand River Ditch to be condemned and sold to help pay for the damages. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A federal judge says NFL coach Brian Flores can push forward with discrimination claims against the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants, the Houston Texans, and the NFL. Flores sued, saying the league was rife with racism, particularly in its hiring and promotion of black coaches. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.